This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Major announcements in tomorrow evening's State of the Union address, including about whether he'll declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border and about the expected upcoming meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I won't tell you yet, but you'll be finding out probably State of the Union or shortly before.
President Trump also said in that CBS News interview he wants to keep a U.S. military presence in Iraq to watch Iran.
We spent a fortune on building this incredible base. We might as well keep it. And one of the reasons I want to keep it is because I want to be looking a little bit at Iran as a real problem.
This morning, Iraq's president says it's all news to him and says in a statement that his country wants to have good relations with Iran and doesn't support the Trump plan to keep U.S. troops in Iraq. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The New England Patriots Super Bowl champs again. The defense coming up big as they edge the L.A. Rams 13-3 at Super Bowl 53, the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. Meanwhile, don't expect to see President Trump's young son on the football field anytime soon. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent to explain why.
President Trump tells CBS's Face the Nation he would be concerned if his son Barron wanted to play football in school.
I think the NFL is a great product, but I really think that as far as myself, well, I've heard NFL players saying they wouldn't let their sons play football, so it's not totally unique, but I would have a hard time with it.
Trump says his 12-year-old son is more interested in soccer anyway. Back in 2016, Trump had been critical of rule changes for safety, calling them soft, but now he calls it a dangerous sport with the potential for serious head injuries.
The jury in Joaquin El Chapo's federal drug conspiracy trial in New York City expected to get the case today, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump weighs in again on the issue of kneeling during the anthem. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
In an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, President Trump says he hasn't changed his mind about NFL players kneeling in protest during the national anthem.
I think that when you want to protest, I think that's great, but I don't think you do it at the sake of our flag, at the sake of our national anthem.
The Super Bowl, one of the few live events people still love to watch of the 10 highest rated TV programs in U.S. history. 9 were Super Bowls. 1 was the finale of MASH.
The Super Bowl isn't the only NFL news this weekend. USA's Chris Barnes has details on some honors and awards.
Voted Saturday into the Pro Football Hall of Fame were former NFL stars Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, Ed Reed, and Ty Law, among a few others. Meanwhile, current Eagles defensive end Chris Long has won the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award in front of his peers at the 2019 NFL Honors in Atlanta. Current KC Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes' breathtaking breakthrough season earned him the NFL's Most Valuable Player Award and also the Associated Press 2018 Offensive Player of the Year. And Colts quarterback Andrew Luck was chosen Comeback Player of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Welcome back from the weekend, huh? Super Bowl 53. Bill Martinez here, Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate, also the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Made it through 53 okay, and just kind of a bit of a yawner game, huh?
Yeah, I basically called it the Suffer Bowl. I don't know how much more.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. I don't know how much. I think millennials now are running the advertising departments of major corporations, the woke social justice millennials. Mm.
Yeah,
trying to make us feel guilty everywhere we turn. I mean, we're Budweiser. Who cares if their beer is manufactured by wind turbines?
Right.
I don't think that that's the first thing on people's minds when they go to pop open a Bud. Bring back the iguana. Bring back Spuds McKenzie. Bring back something cute or funny to make us laugh, especially when we have to endure the most boring Super Bowl in my lifetime.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, and some ads, I mean, of course, they paid, what, $5.25 million per 30-second spot in the Super Bowl. And, you know, and there was, I thought there was a couple of ads that were ignored. I mean, Jeep did a beautiful ad, but it didn't air. I guess it was too patriotic.
Right, and so you have these ads that are reportedly too patriotic that aren't going to show to the American public, giving us a little hope and maybe a little smile. And then instead you have all of these, like I said, social justice ads pushing down every, you know, left-wing progressive narrative down our throats that have absolutely no real reach beyond their echo chamber within their corporate justice or social justice boardroom.
I guess maybe one bit of surprise was I was thinking, well, is Colin Kaepernick going to have a cameo somewhere here? I mean, it was all implied and brought up time and again, but when it gets down to sports and you got teams like you know, the two that were playing there, even though, as you say, the Suffer Bowl, was that I don't see Colin Kaepernick. I mean, there's a reason Colin Kaepernick is not playing in the NFL, and it's not because of the controversy. It's because his time has passed. He cannot perform. I'm sorry. I don't see him performing at the level that you had of a Tom Brady, who at 41, you know, still can hold his own and, you know, the young quarterback for the Rams.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick was a second-string quarterback. He basically played off the bench most of the time when he wasn't kneeling. And then the best, I think, play of the night was when Brady shouted Reagan and everybody went right. That was one of the, and leave it to America's team to shout Reagan and then everyone goes right. I think that's prophetic as far as how this country's going to go, especially when we look at the clown car that's being assembled for the 2020 presidential race. But, you know, it would just be nice, honestly, if Goodell stepped down and stopped trying to shove social justice down everyone's throat, which is not a form of justice. It's simply a form of radical leftism.
Mm-hmm.
And just simply bring back entertainment to the game. The halftime show was god-awful. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight was the shining star.
Without a doubt. She was awesome. In spite of all the controversy and, heat put on her, she was awesome. It was fantastic. I agree.
Yeah, and so there were very few shining moments of mm-hmm. the Suffer Bowl, but, at least we have a little bit of hope when it comes to the folks like Gladys Knight as well as Tom Brady and others.
Mm-hmm.
Showing us how to handle their jobs with an ounce of class and dignity, unlike the halftime show.
Right. Now, I'm with you on it. And, of course, Face the Nation had to address the issue with President Trump, the whole kneeling situation. And I think that, really, at the end of the day, people with reason can appreciate what Donald Trump did for the NFL. In my humble opinion, he really saved it, because they were heading in a direction that was on a collision course with over 50% of America. I mean, look at all the empty stadiums. The numbers are, and I just, they were reporting these numbers saying that, the NFL had a great, a great year financially. I saw too many empty stadiums to really buy into that. I don't know. What do you think?
One, the lowest Super Bowl ratings ever was this year. And this will tell you exactly how social justice ruins everything it touches,
mm-hmm.
including Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So Democrats and social justice ruin every place that they touch or everything that they touch, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's comedy. They've taken the fun out of comedy. They're promoting actors like Kathy Griffin, even though she's a D-list, to have some sort of, place on the stage. Also, the late night entertainment has now turned into a complete liberal snooze fest. Movies, culture, the list just goes on and on. I mean, they are infusing their left-wing politics every single chance they get. And as you say, isolating more than half the country that simply doesn't agree with the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or Sandy, as she used to be called until she decided to, run for office.
Right.
And so this is the consequence of when you infuse your left-wing agenda into anything that's tangible or consumable by the American people. You are going to lose half your audience, because half your audience are not left-wing zealots, right, and hopefully more than half.
And they're certainly not buying into Donald Trump being racist. I mean, you talk about, and he went head to head with this brilliantly in the conversation in Face the Nation, because he was asked about it, and he broke it down. He said, well, here's the facts. Here's what I've done. And I would dare say that Donald Trump has done more for social justice than the NFL ever did. And if, I'd suggested in a commentary several months back, if the NFL would have joined with Trump like Kim Kardashian, they could have gone a long way in healing this deal. And as I said, I think there was an opportunity there for some brilliant, I think, optics and healing to take place here and to really move this along. But everybody's fussing and not getting, it's the same thing as what we're dealing with the border, Megan. Instead of people saying, hey, look, we got a problem. What's the solution here? Nope, we don't want anybody to take credit. So let's just fuss and fight over this thing. And meanwhile, Americans are dying while it's all being politicized.
Well, exactly. And, I don't think that the Hispanics are buying into the racist narrative, nor are Black Americans are buying into the racist narrative that the media and the Democrats manufactured every opportunity they get to use against anyone that doesn't think like them.
Mm-hmm.
Even Black people they call racist. Go figure.
Right. Yeah.
And so Hispanics have a 50% approval rating of President Trump, which reflects a 19% increase over 2 years. So in the face of being called a Nazi, and in the face of being called a racist, in the face of wanting to build a wall to protect our southern border, Trump's popularity is surging with Hispanics.
Yeah. They're more are working. They're working at better jobs. Same thing for Black America. Look what's happening there. And as you say, look at, if they don't get on the bandwagon and start bashing Trump, then, they're called racist. You know, come on, give me a break. It's ridiculous. So what they've decided to do, if some speak out, they do, but mostly are just being quiet right now. We've got more from Megan Barr. Stay with us.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like it. In 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation continues with Megan Barth. Megan, the president is whetting up the appetite for those on the left. Anticipation is building, you know, around the State of the Union. Finally going to take place here, huh?
Finally, and I forgot to add, Bill, in the last segment, that what would have been really surprising was if Ruth Bader Ginsburg showed up at the halftime show.
Yeah.
She hasn't seen since December. We'll see if she shows up for the State of the Union and doesn't fall asleep this Tuesday. Tuesday. I expect that the State of the Union is going to be way more exciting than yesterday's performance.
Well, you know, speaking of RBG, I mean, you know, there hasn't been a sighting. I mean, the fact that, you know, the medical, her medical team says, oh, she's cured of cancer, you know, after a surgery, which doesn't happen. I mean, it's just, it's, you know, some people have suggested, of course, in the absence of fact, you got all kinds of conspiracy and opinion flying around. And I got to tell you, it came up yesterday at the game that I was at and around the deal going, hey, what happened to her? And somebody said, well, they're keeping her alive right now. And if they can keep her alive until there's, a, you know, about a year left of Trump's first, first term in office, they're going to do everything they can to block it, you know, along the lines of the Merrick block, right?
Oh, absolutely. Just much like they're trying to block his appointments for the Ninth Circuit and by trying to change the makeup of the most liberal court in America. Of course, Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris want to interject, which they have absolutely no business doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, I mean, they can, but it's not going to go very far. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Democrats, would suffer and then pretend that, you know, it's something like a weekend at Bernie's, just pretend like she's alive so they can try to manipulate.
It sounds sad, exactly, but it sounds pathetic, but especially when you consider what happened, you know, last week, you know, from Hawaii to California to New York, Virginia, what's happening with the whole issue on abortion. And what they're putting out there, I mean, that, hey, you know, even if a child is born, it's okay to abort the baby. I mean, this is absolutely run amok. I got to tell you, this, you know, it's the Democrats have come out full blown. I mean, there's nothing held back anymore. And I think they're in a panic because of the way the court is sitting right now, the possibility that, you know, Trump gets another pick for the Supreme Court, they are absolutely bonkers over the possibility of Roe v. Wade finally being rejected.
Right. Well, and quite frankly, most of us pro-lifers were saying that this was a slippery slope. Most of us were saying that if the Democrats could have their way, they would have abortion on demand and even kill children post birth.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Here we are.
You know,
and it's okay. Now it's okay to sell baby parts, where before it wasn't. Now it's okay. So
right. And when you have no respect for the law, generally, when you operate lawlessly, you ultimately, of course, don't have any respect for life.
Exactly.
Because therefore, you know, what makes a Western civilized society civil are laws.
Mm-hmm.
When Roe v. Wade became part of our Constitution, I would contend that was the start of our downfall, whereby we lost respect for life.
Mm-hmm.
And those who claim that they are the party of science, which is the left, embraces science except when it comes to gender and conception. Then science goes completely out the window. And so what we're now witnessing, this gruesome behavior, Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually said it best of the intentions and the original intentions of the left when she was interviewed by New York Magazine. It's probably less than 10 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
When she said, well, she had thought at the time that Roe v. Wade was being considered and then passed was to get rid of the populations they didn't want too many of.
Right.
And that is a direct quote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the reporter from New York Magazine didn't press her and say, well, what communities or what people do we not want too much of?
Exactly.
Right.
But now we know.
Now
we know empirically what communities and what people they don't want.
We also know based on the studies and the writings of Margaret Sanger, who is Hillary Clinton's, hero, and also who founded Planned Parenthood. She was a eugenicist, and at the time, they wanted to get rid of black people.
Right.
And so it's not surprising to see that there are more Planned Parenthoods in lower-income or black communities than there are, say, Dunkin' Donuts on every corner in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have here is just the unveiling of a real insidious sickness that has always been very evident and relevant within the left.
Well, it's we've been saying it's a time for the silent majority to speak up. And part of the problem, Megan, is that even in the church today, there have been, I would say, probably about 30% of the people in the pew today have been involved with the abortion process. They bought into the lie of the government, and there is some shame that they're carrying right now. And because of it, it's keeping them quiet. Because for them to take a stand against it, they have to admit that they've done something against God, against humanity. And I we can only hope and pray that people's understanding of God's forgiveness is much larger than any kind of shame that they may have associated with abortion. People got fooled, they got lied to in thinking that, hey, it was just, you know, like a tumor, that sort of thing. It was inconsequential and out of convenience and all these other excuses you can come up with and justifications, where now 60 million babies have been murdered at the altar of convenience. Thank you very much, Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic Party.
Well, yeah, absolutely. This has become their sacred cow over the course of years. And when you look at women, and specifically how women poll, they poll mainly as Democrats. Why? Because they want to protect Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. Well, Roe v. Wade's original intent, as it was argued, was for the life of the mother within the first trimester.
Exactly.
And if you now look at the Democrat Party's evolving, as they like to say, we've evolved. They've evolved into mass murderers. And they've also evolved into a party that does not identify with 70% of the American people. I think it's 76 or so percent of American people do not agree with abortion past the first trimester. And so you keep looking at how the left continues their infighting on how who can be more gruesome, who can be more communist, who can be more socialist or Marxist. This is really what they're fighting over, the identity of the Democrat Party. Are they going to go full-blown commie, or are they going to pretend to be moderates? Well, you really can't pretend to be a moderate anymore.
Yeah, that's out the door. Exactly. Exactly. And the thing is, Megan, you know, I think it goes deeper than wanting to protect Roe v. Wade. I think it's has psychological implications. It has very soulful and spiritual implications. Women and there are men. There's a growing number of men that realize that we've been complicit in this as well, and that we have to admit that. Look, we got duped. You know, we got lied to, and we went along with this. And but we know better. The science is so clear anymore with what happens in the abortion process, the development of a child. You can call it a fetus, but there you go. You've got a heartbeat, you've got arms and legs, and the abortion process is so gruesome, as depicted in part in the Gosnell movie, and will be depicted even more in Abby Johnson's new movie, which is coming up in March, called Unplanned. The facts are hard to deny, and it's all backed by the science.
Right. As the science continues to evolve, the Democrats continue to devolve because they can't wrap their... They don't want to admit their true mission of Roe v. Wade, which was eugenicism.
Right, exactly. And unlike global warming, they can't control these scientists that are putting out this information. They got global warming, but they do not have... the life of a child. The science is way too clear. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the Scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils, the miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua prescription is available today for only $14.95 and sacred Christian healing oils for $24.95 per 10-milliliter bottle. For limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is suggesting he may be making some major announcements in tomorrow evening's State of the Union address, including about whether he'll declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border and about the expected upcoming meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I won't tell you yet, but you'll be finding out probably State of the Union or shortly before.
President Trump also saying in that CBS News interview he wants to keep a U.S. military presence in Iraq to watch Iran.
We spent a fortune on building this incredible base. We might as well keep it. And one of the reasons I want to keep it is because I want to be looking a little bit at Iran, because Iran is a real problem.
This morning, Iraq's president says it's all news to him and says in a statement that his country wants to have good relations with Iran and doesn't support the Trump plan to keep U.S. troops in Iraq. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's all about you, just the way you like it. I mean, we bring on the experts, we go head to head with the issues, and bring you intelligent information that's not wrapped around an 8-second soundbite. I think this is the danger that we're in right now, is too many people in this country are forming their worldview based on 8-second sound. I think that's very dangerous, don't you? Good to have you back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to be talking about this new study. Believe it or not, that's blaming conservatives for fake news on Twitter. With us right now, Curtis Houck, who's the managing editor of Newsbusters. Curtis, how you doing?
We're good. Good to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you with us. This is, I know I am, but so are you, kind of response from academia. What's this all about?
Yeah, so the academic journal Science, very important, put out a thing looking at fake news, supposedly, and they found, you know, trying to blame conservative news sites for what's happened in the election, in the last, you know, the last presidential election. And you look at it, and it's a who's who of conservative media being cited as, you know, fake news or not reputable or very fake news. And of course, again, it's just another example of, so the old forms of media, the old news outlets have been beaten so badly. They're just, fewer and fewer people are watching them. They're not tuning in. So they're resorting to more drastic measures, like trying to, you know, use academia to throttle, alternative forms of media, or partner with organizations like NewsGuard to try and suppress search term results as if, you know, they're like, we're like viruses or something like that, okay, on the search results with red X's, you know, that people that you see that people shouldn't click on. You know, that's another way. So there's just a whole like host of examples that they're trying to use now to, you know, they've lost control of the human, you know, of, you know, how things were a couple decades ago, where there were only so many news sources where people could get their news and they could control, you know, what people saw. Like, if it didn't happen, it didn't happen. Like the Ralph Northam story last week, you know, it was over 12 hours before the national media covered that.
Right.
So, I mean, if it didn't happen there, then guess what? It didn't happen and people didn't know about it. But if, because there was online conservative media, because there was Fox News, they were able, you know, people found out about this, and there was Twitter. People were able to find out about this. And you know, that's a good thing. I feel like that's a good thing. And then people should want that, because that just leads to a competition, the marketplace of ideas.
Exactly.
But you know, journalists, for as much as they love talking about the Constitution and the First Amendment, they don't seem to be big fans of other parts of it and the whole idea that they should have to compete with, you know, online sources or other sources of media.
Exactly. Well, you know, they've had their way. They've been able to dictate without, you know, without any kind of scrutiny and accountability. And now, because of the Twitterverse and social media, these things are held into account. You cannot just pick and choose, although they did a good job. It's interesting, you know, in the 2016 presidential elections. I'm curious, what did the academics offer as their criteria as to what they regarded as fake news on the conservative angle?
Yeah, that's what was interesting about me, or that I found, that it was just, you know, I don't have that in front of me, but it was what I found was, yeah, they said that for LifeSite News, for example, they said that they used Snopes to back up their thing, and they were cited a former ACLU director who resigned because they had an encounter with a transgender person who made them uncomfortable. Snopes wrote that it was undetermined whether that account had happened, or BuzzFeed, which is currently getting slammed for their fake news stories, was mentioned as safe.
Mm-hmm.
They said use BuzzFeed's list of fake news sites as a starting point for their own characterization. So again, you know, and I should also note that Rolling Stone was also given an A-OK. As well, Judicial Watch, which isn't exactly a news organization, but they're, you know, again, they partnered with Snopes, which I think is just kind of crazy for this, that it was a Harvard professor and Northeastern University professor, this team that kind of came up with this. You know, they only noted one element of the story. They blamed conservatives for sharing the most fake news.
Well, you know, it would have been interesting. Maybe you and I had to write an article here, Curtis, on, you know, the real fake news of the 2016 presidential election from an objective viewpoint. You know, not looking at conservatism or just saying, hey, look at, you know, we've spent $30 million plus dollars supposedly on this Russian collusion, that the Russians had such an impact on the 2016 election. But Robert Mueller and the Democratic apparatchiks that he's working with, I think all but maybe one, I can't count Robert Mueller as a Republican, though that's what the publicity tries to convince us of. But regardless of that, and all this money that's spent, I mean, is anybody going to look at the 2016 presidential election and look at, you know, the domestic collusion that took place?
Right, exactly. That's a great question. But instead, they're trying to worry about moving forward and trying to suppress people's that way.
Well, they're so used to invalidating people, and why not? Let's invalidate conservatives. Let's just go. Let's just take them out. We'll invalidate them, discredit them, and anybody that claims to be conservative or wear a red hat or use Donald Trump's name in a sentence, then they're out of the club.
It's revisionist history.
Of course,
exactly what it is, Bill. Because you know. There's this narrative now that the news media have liked to push, that they say, well, guess what? You know, we published, covered Hillary's emails too much, you know, or something like that. I remember plenty of days when there would be a dump of WikiLeaks emails, or specifically emails that involved journalists, showing, you know, what we all know about them, that they're just, they operate in concert with the left.
Right.
Doing whatever politicians want them to do, whether it was John Harwood or Glenn Thrush. They were, you know, they all showed who they really were, and they really weren't interested in talking about that. But again, so what is their response to this? You have one of the contributors, David Lazar, saying, quote, if you just cap the number of URLs that you, as in us, would share at 20, would substantially impact fake news sharing. So you have a contributor to the study basically saying you should be able to cap on the internet how many links that someone shares with something.
Mm.
Which is just absolutely crazy.
And the thing is amazing. Yeah. First of all, it's crazy that you even begin to think that way, and worse yet, that you speak it out. I mean, and this is coming supposedly from a free press, which to me, by what they're doing, Curtis, they're violating the heart and soul of what our founding fathers meant by empowering the media to be free. And along with it, hopefully fair, and do an objective job so they're documenting history and giving we the people the facts so that we can decide, you know, but they have determined, along with the other progressives, that we're all too stupid and that we ought to be treated like a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark and fed you know what.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think it goes back to, I don't know, I think I've talked about this with you before, Bill, but, they, you know, people know that there's multiple parts to the First Amendment here.
Mm-hmm.
That Congress should make no law, and then there's a number of parts to it.
Right.
The news media pretend that there's only this one part about the press, and then the, who is the press is based on their definition. You know, who they get to decide, not the government, not anybody else, who is considered journalist. Like, the Federalist in this study was marked, you know, questionable news source because they didn't like that they wrote posts arguing that conservatives were being censored on Facebook and Twitter. They said it had mild or rare inaccuracies to advance the political agenda with unsubstantiated claims lacking scientific evidence or references. You know, that, I mean, I could just, you know, that sounds like something you could do. Anything you don't like, you could just say, well, it's lacking scientific.
Yeah, bring that in and somehow it makes sense and is a closing argument for them. Curtis, thank you.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
This report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised sport-tuned suspension, and Toyota Safety Sense 2.0, Corolla hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle. But what I've discovered with the Corolla hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas, not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You just can't keep waiting forever, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the silent majority to step up and speak against the egregious things that are happening in our country today. I mean, at the very core of all this, as we were discussing with Megan Barth when we opened up the show, there is this spirit of lawlessness that continues to run rampant. And for some reason, we think that, somehow... some way it's going to get fixed? No. I mean, if anything is going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you, the man and woman in the mirror. And I'd say it starts with us individually. It's kind of like, you know, I had a discussion again this weekend with people saying, oh, we need a revival. Yeah, we do. But meanwhile, go be the revival of one. Go be that changing agent that is so required. You know, it starts with you and your family. And then from there, it can catch on as more of us, link up for good and for the right things for this country, that are not only for this country, but for our families and our neighbors and dare I say even the world, because as America continues to be that shining light on the hill, we're an example. But one of the things that you've got to realize is, people outside of this country are looking at some of the wacky stuff we're doing right now, whether it's abortion, whether it's the lawlessness that at the border, and we fuss and fight over this stuff. We can't seem to come to a conclusion. These third world countries look at us and say, hey, you know, you guys think you got it all together? You guys are a bunch of basket cases here. I want you to know this. So, you know, what kind of example are we serving to them and to others? And meanwhile, we have Americans here in this country that are dying, women that are being, conscripted into sex trafficking enclaves, and, young boys who come into this country with the hope and ambition of, living the American dream, being conscripted into gangs and drug running. I mean, it is an absolute mess, but this is what lawlessness gives you. Jorge Ramos continues, as you may have seen, Jorge, of course, with Univision. His argument about the anti-wall campaign, it just blows me away because, his disconnect from reality and common sense is beyond me because, last time I checked, I think Jorge has a wall around his home. Now here to talk with us is, Ken Oliver Mendez. He's the director of MRC Latino. Ken, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great. Good morning. Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, Ken, how does Jorge, who has a wall around his home, it's beyond me. I mean, it just absolutely, suspends any connection with reality to hear his argument about the wall.
Yeah, he's ramping up his anti-wall campaign. He's on the New York Times. He's in English media more, which actually I like when he's in English more so everyone sees just how insane some of his positions are. And I think it actually may have a boomerang effect, Bill, that when people see how what he's against, he's so against the wall, calling it useless, just totally doing straw man arguments that are just full of nonsense. And I think it does boomerang for a lot of people when they see what Jorge Ramos is against. Well, that's a good sign that what they should be for.
Well, the thing is, Ken, see, there should be more people like you and I, though, to counter the point of what Jorge is putting out there.
It really,
it's so anti-immigrant. But people don't get that. The left's not getting it. It's just that, hey, anybody that serves their purpose to, hate Trump and malign this president and his policies, we've been insisting that, as the mainstream media says, Trump's wall. It's not Trump's wall. And it's much more than a wall. It's much more comprehensive than that. It's the people's wall. 63 million people said, look it, we need national security because the previous president for 8 years left this country hanging with the walls broken down, nobody repairing them. The southern border, and even though they'll go, well, the southern border is only part of it, the bigger problem is staying visas and all that. Yeah, okay, you know that. So what are you doing about that, too?
Yeah, there's a very telling statement by Jorge Ramos in his latest column in Splinter on, doubling down on his opposition. And he says the border has been a crooked proposition from the beginning. It's basically an open borders deal for him. And we know, he's a dual citizen. And
yes,
he doesn't have the U.S. interest necessarily first place in his heart. Actually, he would admit that Mexico is first place in his heart. Yeah. So he's not looking out for the best interests of the United States.
And well, why wouldn't he have his own, let's just say his own people's interest? You've got young girls, migrating, heading for the border, to our southern border. And, their parents giving them birth control pills saying, hey, look it, on this journey, chances are you're going to get raped along the way. And you might end up in a sex trafficking deal. Be careful. Cuidado. And, but meanwhile, merrily they go along. And the young boys, young Hispanics, Hispanic boys being corralled into gangs and that. What kind of future is that, for these immigrants? Because they're breaking the law. This puts them in a shadow type of environment. It's not like if they get in trouble, they can dial 911 and ask for the police, right? Because they're fear, they're afraid they're going to get deported. I mean, this thing is so evil and bad on so many ways and the implications that it has. But Jorge Ramos wants to suspend all of that into some, I don't know what his end game is. Do you?
Well, that's a great point, Bill, what you brought up just now about the humanitarian aspect. And President Trump met just a few days ago with Hispanic pastors around the country.
Right.
And by the way, it went totally unreported in Univision, Telemundo, and most.
Well, of course,
media.
Yes.
But these pastors were saying, we support you because this is real crisis. It's not a manufactured crisis. It's a real crisis, and people are suffering all these horrible things. And this is not the way to do immigration. This is hurting people. It's just out of control in terms of the flooding of the immigration courts with asylum cases, which are not valid. And that's not asylum is not a way of getting around immigration law. And so, yeah, these Hispanic evangelical pastors were working with the president and supporting him and talking about the human suffering, the untold human suffering,
right,
which Jorge Ramos doesn't talk about in his columns against the law.
Well, Ken, we have 48 legal entry points into the country, 48. And you've got thousands of immigrants coming in, and they have been trained, they've been educated to not go through those entry points, that they can jump the line by finding an illegal entry point. And if they do that, suddenly they get in front of the line because they claim refugee status, right? So
right.
What happens, people will do that which they get rewarded for doing, so we get more of this stuff. Now, Trump says, look it. Reason would say, we need to fix this thing. This is kind of idiotic. We're rewarding the wrong behavior. So, in other words, if somebody comes in, they violate, our law right off the bat by not going through 48. We're not talking just three entry points. I mean, there are 48 options in which to come in legally. And so the president, in reason, says, okay, hey, look, if you violate and you don't come through one of these, automatically you're not even considered. You're just, you're sent back home. Oh, the Democrats go absolutely ballistic. And now we're mired, and then they say, oh, we're interested in solving the problem. No, you're not interested in solving the problem. All you want to do is complain, hold up the State of the Union, hold up this government, and, you know, in hopes that anything that would be positive for this country, God forbid that Trump get any credit for it, and the American people would be better off, because somehow the American people need to continue to suffer.
You're absolutely right. The abuse of the asylum system is what's driving the big problem of these families and all these people coming in caravans and thinking they can just, you know, get in by claiming asylum and get in that way. It's really what we want is reform of the asylum system. So people can claim asylum in their home countries, just like in other countries that where you can't walk to the U.S.
Exactly.
People ask for asylum at the U.S. consulate or the embassy and present their cases. If there's a legitimate case of political persecution or religious persecution, typically that's what asylum is for. It's not exactly for economic hardship.
Right. And the reason that they're to do it closer to their home country is because whether you're in the country, people understand what, you know, the whole asylum issue, and exactly, I mean, they're more familiar with your particular cause or even a neighboring country. A country 1,500 miles away doesn't understand, has no idea. We just have to go by, in all fairness, because we're a fair-minded country, we go by a statement that says, okay, and they've been trained what to say, which gives them a get-out-of-jail card, so to speak, and they pass on through only to get lost in the midst of 320 million citizens.
Yeah, and when you have a country as generous as ours is with a social safety net like this, which is such a magnet for people, and that's the problem, that asylum should be in the first safe country next to your country that you're from.
And that's internationally established. That's not just something that Trump came up with. This is international rule. But I guess the international folks don't know what they're talking about to listen to progressives and this new breed of socialists that we have in our government. They know better. I mean, it's like, let's try this new theory. Let's abandon the stuff that's worked in the past, and let's come up with this new theory because it's a new idea, right?
Right. We'll probably see the president announce the national emergency tomorrow night. I think that's going to be the only way to address the problem at the end of the day, because the Democrats just aren't willing to talk, you know, common sense on solving that problem of the abuse of the asylum system and the necessary, you know, the need for the wall, which the Border Patrol wants.
Mm. And Ken, and I like what he did. I mean, he put this at the feet of Congress. They're not responding to it. And I don't blame Marco Rubio. I agree with him. It shouldn't be done this way. But look at Congress has had this for a long time, and it's obvious that they can't get the job done. So we have a president who's looking out for our national security. Ken Oliver Mendez from MRC Latino. Ken, thank you so much.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extra?